When someone in your family is going through depression, it's hard to know what to say, and I said everything wrong. I'm Sam. Our family went through it, and I just kept saying, come on, let's get it together. The thing I should have been saying is, let's get you to the center, a place of hope. It's a place for you or a place for someone you love who's struggling with depression, anxiety, trauma, eating disorders. So many success stories. It's personal to me. They've actually saved the lives of people I love. If you felt like, I don't know what to do to dig out of this really dark place, and you've tried everything and you can't think of what to do next, make a phone call right now. Call the Center, a Place of Hope.
Hey, this is Dr. Tim Clinton, president of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you or someone you love is in a tough spot, stuck, maybe in need of serious help, someone to talk to, you need somebody, I want you to write down this number for the Center, a Place of Hope. The number is 888-726-8125. That number again, 888-726-8125. I think if you write that number down, you're going to be glad you did. I have referred a number of people, a great number of people, to this ministry for special mental health care. They're outstanding. I can give them highest praise. That number again, 888-726-8125. Speak to our colleagues, the admissions team at the Center, a Place of Hope. Asking for help is hard. Finding help shouldn't be, especially Christ-centered help. Our friends at A Place for Hope, they're here to help. I hope you'll call today, and may God bless you.
Welcome to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. And on behalf of our hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, thanks for listening. If you enjoyed today's broadcast and want to help AACC equip the church and provide Christian mental health care to those in need, visit AACCFoundation.org to donate. Your gift will ensure that this program and your station remain on the air. Now, let's join our hosts, Dr. Tim and Zach Clinton.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into Life, Love, Faith, and Family. I'm your co-host today, Zach Clinton, joined by my other co-host, who just so happens to be my dad, Dr. Tim Clinton. Dad, thanks for joining us.
Pretty excited, Zach, about our special guest in studio with us.
Yes, indeed. He is one of Major League Baseball's greatest to ever play the game, belting 335 career home runs across his 17-year career. He has 8 All-Star appearances, 4 World Series championships. He is the great Daryl Strawberry. Daryl, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me with you guys. Great to be with you.
Come on, we're so excited to have you. Before we dive into, we're talking some Mets baseball. We're going to talk about turning your life, turning your season around. But Daryl, up front, we're here in Grand Prairie, Texas, at our Ignite Men's Impact Weekend. God has been all over this place. These men are hungry. I feel like there's a stirring going on. Speak to why events and weekends like this are so important for men, especially for such a time as this.
Well, it's such a great urgency at times like this right now, what we're going through in this nation and the way men are and where they are. They're lost, you know, distracted by so many worldly things, and it's time for us to come together and pour God's Spirit into them so they can be renewed. They need to be renewed. They need to have a transformation. Men need to be rescued.
Yeah.
Because I think we have settled in and gotten comfortable with what life should be instead of what it can be. You know, and when I say that, I mean by the fact of our decisions that we're making in this country. We're making our decisions not based on biblical principles. We're making our decisions based on worldly standards more than anything. And I think it's a fight for that. It's a cry that's coming from the kingdom that men would repent and turn around and come back to God and give God their heart. God doesn't need anything from us.
That's right.
All he needs is our heart. You know, of course, you know, our head get in trouble. It brings about negative things, negative thoughts, and make you feel negative and make you do negative things. But if you give God your heart, God can, you know, he can work his magic through you. You know, like David's a man after my own heart. David had so much wickedness in him, just like all the rest of us, where we fall short. But, you know, when we turn and give our heart to God, then we become just like God.
So there's something about men, though. I was just thinking, as you were up speaking here this weekend, boy, what power. But there's been such a beatdown on men. You look in culture, you're hearing things like toxic masculinity. We know this. If you take men out of the picture, things do go sideways. But that old Thoreau quote, you know, the mass of men live but quiet lives of desperation. There's a lot of brokenness out there. I think in a lot of ways men feel kind of out of the game. But I think there's a stirring. I think there's really something that's going on among men. We're seeing now younger men are flocking back to the church. You know that? And Daryl, it comes back to, I think it's enough. You know what I'm saying? It's enough.
Right.
It's time. Somebody needs to put a stake in the ground and say, dude, let's move forward. And Daryl, you're canvassing the country, speaking everywhere. It's just amazing how God has strengthened your voice for such a time as this. What are you seeing? What are you hearing? What's turning you on when you're out there?
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Tim. I think it's important that my voice push men forward.
Yes.
And not pull them back, because we've been pulled back for so long that we're nothing. You know, our mistakes are who we are, and that's not true. Our mistakes are mistakes because of falling short. Falling short because of what? Lack of fatherhood. I think that's been the tragedy
that's
of what we...
That's probably the greatest social ill of our day.
Yes. You know, that's the tragedy of men struggling is because of lack of that. And I think God is raising up people who make themselves available. Not make themselves important, but make themselves available for his purpose to speak to the man and say, come back home. God's not mad at you. God loves you. God's crazy about you. You're not crazy about yourself, but you know what it takes? It takes guts to get up. And I think that's the thing that God has given me, the guts to push, man, get up, rise up to this point where I can use you more than you can use yourself. Because a lot of times we try to use our own self, our own ability to do these things, and we can't do that. We can't fulfill the promises. The promises are fulfilled when God is in charge of our life.
Zach and I talk a lot about how it's pretty lonely.
Yeah.
I mean, men in particular are very lonely. They're isolated.
That's right.
You know, they often feel just, like you said earlier, neglected, lost, something in all this. And what it's doing is it's ripping and tearing at their hearts, their lives. But, boy, I'll tell you what. Get them together, get them in a room, hey, rip down the walls for a little bit, get them comfortable, and Daryl, we saw what happened this morning.
Mm.
I mean, when Dr. Rick Rigsby gave the altar call, this place was slammed.
It exploded.
It exploded.
But that's the anointing of God.
Yes.
That's on Dr. Rick's life.
Yes.
To be able to pour into them in a good way, a loving way.
Yes.
You know, showing that you care for them and that there are certain things that we have to do. We have to move if we want God to move. You know, he's just not going to jump in us. You know, it's got to be the action for us to be able to get up and don't be afraid, don't be ashamed, go back to your communities and be bold about who you are in your faith. Stand up for your faith. You know, Jesus wasn't a wimp.
Yeah.
You know, he's a hero.
Yeah.
You know, and he makes us like that. You know, if we want to stay on the sideline and continue to be a zero, that's what you're going to be. And the enemy's going to torment you.
Yeah.
And we all been there, you know, when you've been on the outside and you was outcast, but we're not outcast. When you come to events like this, you get energized. Your focus and your change comes about where you can say, I don't really care what anybody may think of me at this particular time,
yeah,
but I need to move because I need to drop some things off. And dropping some things off at the foot of the cross is where guys need to start dropping it off. You know, they try to drop it off everywhere else and they hide behind everything else. And you don't have to hide when you come to events like this. You can just be you and let God just open your heart and move on you.
You know, we live in a culture and society, Daryl, where brokenness has been equated to almost humiliation or embarrassment, I think, especially for men. There's strength, though, in vulnerability, not weakness. Something that I love about you is you always share with such boldness and courage, but also authenticity and vulnerability. God has brought you from some deep, dark, and difficult valleys, right? Some of the decisions that you made yourself, but also some hurts and wounds that have been caused by other people. Take us back, rewind button back in time. You grew up, right, going to Crenshaw High. You went through some challenging and dark times. Share with us about that.
I went through some very challenging and dark times growing up. You know, my household was dysfunctional. My dad was a raging alcoholic, came home for the last time, I was about 14 years old, pulled out a shotgun, drunk again, said he's going to kill the whole family. So had it not been for my mother looking at me and my brothers, because we went into action, and she looking at us like, get out of the house. You know, had it not been for her, it would have been a tragedy. We were going to kill him that night. And it was just about the end of no more beatings, no more rejection. It was about the end of what we were about to display right there at that particular moment. And I always tell people, brokenness is real. And lawlessness brings about brokenness until somebody break that curse off of that family and those kids. Then they can move forward. And I would eventually break that off of my kids' life so they didn't suffer because I had my life changed. But, you know, through that process, I was broken all the way through going for playing Major League Baseball and trying to achieve what I wanted to achieve. And I always say my pain led me to my greatness, but my greatness would eventually lead me to my destructive behavior. Mm. Because when you're not well on the inside, I don't care how great you are and how successful you are and what you have, you're still not well. You know, you just accumulate a bunch of stuff, and the empty pieces on the inside of you, we try to fill it with everything that we gain. And you can't, you know, you may be at the beginning, but it's eventually going to catch up with you. Mm-hmm. And that's what it happened to me. It caught up with me, and there's a price to be paid for all of that. And I had to experience that for a very long time until I came running to the cross, until I came and finally submitted myself, you know, after the broken lifestyle, the, you know, divorce, jail, you know, cancer twice. Just so many things that happened. But I'm so grateful for God, because one thing about God is he's always sitting over on the sideline waiting for you.
Yes.
You know, he's never out of the picture. You know, and I think guys think he's out of the picture because things happen in your life. No, when things happen in your life, God wants you to be able to come and trust him. Trust him to help you get through the things in your life, help you get healed, help you get rescued, redeemed, and restored. And it's a process. I'm just here for men to understand. My life was not an overnight miracle. It was a process. It was going through the discipleships, knowing who God is, knowing the word, learning how to live biblical principles. Are you going to have some ups and downs as you go on that journey? Yes, but you're going to get better because you're going to learn from that. And I think the lessons of life is so important for all of us, that we learn these things and then we come to Christ. Now, Christ help us become the man that God created us to be. God didn't make a mistake with us.
That's right.
We just made a bunch of mistakes with ourselves. Right. That's all it is. At the end of the day, he doesn't make mistakes. He's a perfect God. He's a holy God. He knows what he knows exactly what he's doing. He knows exactly what he's going to do in our life. And we just have to walk through the journey of it. And when you walk through that journey, you have a chance to get on the other side. And now you have a chance to become who he wants you to be, not who you want to be. A lot of times it's about who we want to be, because we walk around and we idolize and we worship this one, we worship that one. And I was worshiping all the wrong people. And it wasn't until I started worshiping Jesus, that's when I really started having the abundance of life come in my life. Because now I'm looking at a man that is righteous, that is different than all of us, that is lacking nothing. And not only is he lacking nothing, he needs nothing. You know, and when you can come to that place as a man to realize that he does not need you. But I tell you, he will use you mightily for himself when you come to that place where you understand that he doesn't need me. And the grace that he extends, his grace is here, is sufficient, is for everybody. And I tell every guy that needs to understand this, grace is something you do not deserve, but God gives it to you anyway. And when you get that from God, you will appreciate God more because of the grace that he extended to you.
Darryl, there was a time in your life when you were king of the hill. I mean, stories of your career, unbelievable. We're talking about the most famous story for
hitting
me is when you hit the roof. Yeah,
hitting the roof in Montreal, come on.
I'm talking swinging it back and hitting the roof.
Put a hole through the roof.
But crazy things. And Zach had talked a lot about your accolades. And Darryl, there was a time when the bottom fell out. And people probably saying, hey, listen, he found God. He found God.
That's what
Darryl
you're
found God. Yeah, everybody finds God.
Yeah.
But Darryl, you found God.
Yeah.
And there's a journey here, too. We were talking earlier about, just like in sports, you want to hit the ball, you work on your swing.
Right. Mm-hmm.
You take 400 swings a day type thing. You, quote, discipline yourself. And in Scripture, in your faith walk, I see this in you. You discipline yourself unto righteousness.
Come on.
Darryl, you know that you have to bring what you brought to the game to what you do in your faith walk.
Mm.
And Darryl, I see that coming alive. And that, by the way, isn't easily done. This is a process. And it's just like, hey, there are very few people who go from high school into the big leagues. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was a great God's done in you. It was a great journey. You know, it was a great journey to be able to go into professional sports and learn those things through the minor league system and then get to the big leagues and learn through the big leagues. But I had coaches.
Yep.
I had people along the way to help me.
Yeah.
I remember Jim Fry, you know, when I got to the big leagues.
Oh,
well,
yeah.
Let me go back. Let me reverse back before I go to Jim Fry. I think about Chuck Hiller, who was my rookie ball coach when I came out of high school.
Hmm.
He said, leave the kid alone. Just let him play. You know, he's just a turkey neck kid that want to play baseball, which he was right.
Yeah.
And I was 18 years old. And then I had Gene Doucette, who was my A-ball coach. And then I had Davey Johnson, who was my double-A coach. All along the way, Davey was my triple-A coach. All along the way, I learned lessons from these people. And that's what's important in this entire life. It's not just about you. You have the talent. But if you don't have people there that believe in you.
Yeah.
Your talent will not come to the top. Your talent only comes to the top when people believe in you. And because what the coaches do is they help you believe in yourself. And they're there for you. And that's needed. And I think a lot of times people don't realize how important that is. So I realized how important that was in my career going forward. And then I had Jim Fry when I got to the big leagues. See, I was supposed to be at the ballpark early one day as a rookie. And I didn't show up till like 3 o'clock. I was supposed to be there at 1 o'clock. Jim Fry got in my face.
Okay.
And he just looked at me and he says, I'm never going to wait for you again, because he was waiting for me. And you need to be at this ballpark early if you want to be a great Major League Baseball player. That was a defining moment in my career, because that made me realize that I don't care how good you are, how much talent you have, you need to be at this ballpark working.
Mm.
And I was there every day working. I went on to win Rookie of the Year. And I became a big leaguer player, a great big league player, by doing that and realizing that being at the ballpark early every day, no matter how good you are, there's still room for growth.
Yeah.
And what happened in my life was supposed to happen, the road that I took. I wasn't supposed to be the complete Hall of Fame guy where I take a road where I go to the Hall of Fame. God had a bigger plan. Maybe it's the Hall of Faith. You know, maybe one day he'll put a plaque and show me that.
That's
you know? But all you got to do is obey God and listen to him.
Mm.
And obedience is the key to this whole thing of a transformation life. If you don't obey, then you're not going to get the goods. He don't have to give them to you. They belong to him. They don't belong to us.
That's right. Darryl, come on.
I do.
Come on. You're listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family. You're joined by myself, Zach Clinton, my dad, Dr. Tim Clinton. We're co-hosting together today with a very special guest. He's one of MLB's finest, one of the greatest to ever play the game, renowned author, speaker, evangelist, Darryl Strawberry. Darryl, you know, as we talk about discipline, I'm a big believer that practice doesn't make perfect, but it makes permanent or it makes progress.
That's good.
I remember a book by Donald Whitney I was reading. It's titled Spiritual Disciplines, and he opens up the book by saying, discipline without direction is drudgery. He talks about if you don't understand why you're doing what you're doing, then all of a sudden it will become a very tragic, in a sense, process in your life. But when you understand discipline with direction, then he said leads to destiny, right? What we do always influences who we become. Speak to just the process that you're now on and the people that you've surrounded yourself with. I know Tracy, your wife, has become an instrumental role and a vital part and a person that holds you accountable.
She
a boss, Darryl. She a boss.
Well,
hey,
guys, I can tell you it's great to have a boss lady.
Come on.
You know, because it makes you a better man.
That's right.
You know, I think people think it makes you less of a man, and it doesn't. I think we've been fooled a lot by that, by our society and culture, you know, that you have to be the boss. That's not true. If the Lord gives you a wife is a good thing.
That's
a helpmate for you to make sure that you navigate yourself and safeguard your life.
Mm.
And that's what my wife has been for me, a safeguard.
They come alongside.
Yeah, they come alongside you. And
we do life together is what we do.
You do life together, and you bring about discipline in your life. You know, and every man need that. You know, he needs that discipline in his life. Because if you don't have that in your life, you're going to stray off to want to try anything and everything. And I've already been there. Been there, done that. I could write the book on that. You know, I don't want...
What did you say out there? You said you've been to the top of the mountain?
I have been to the top of the mountain, and no one is at home.
Mm.
You know, and a lot of people think everybody's up there are your friends. They're your friends for that time being. But let's see when things are not good. Let's see when the storm comes.
Yeah, I want to close this way. When I think of you, you think about baseball. You know, we're a baseball family. We love the game. And you've got this aura about you. And, hey, the world looked in as you threw that pitch to Dwight Gooden. He was catching that day. That's fun. But at the same time, Daryl, you know, for baseball, but your platform now is Christ.
Yeah.
And not I, but Christ is what this is all about, Daryl. Wrap us up and just, you know, bring us home. Just about what's wired deep into your soul.
I think what's wired inside of me is love God and love people.
Mm.
Love people more than anything. I think God is calling us that after he's rescued us is to really go back and rescue others and show them that his grace is really, truly sufficient. No matter what you've done, no matter how far you have fallen down, get back up. Don't quit.
Mm.
Don't give up. And that's my hope for men and many people in our younger generation, too, is to know that God is a good God. This is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Israel. He's a good God. When I had nothing, when I was down and out, nobody was there. And it was God that I cried out to. It was those moments in those rooms by myself in the house where I cried out to God. And I was telling God, God, I'm so sorry. Forgive me. And he did. And that's what people need to know.
That's so beautiful, Zach. I mean, I think when we've gone back and forth, you begin to see, hey, we all hit low points. We all get in a slump.
Yep.
Yeah, if you're thinking baseball for a moment.
Yep.
And get lost and feel like the wheels are coming off. But somewhere in there, you don't make excuses, you begin to make adjustments. You find your way. And that's why, or that's how, God can take that moment and help you turn your life, turn your season around, Daryl. Sounds like a book you wrote, man. Turn your season around, or hey, that's really where you find yourself when you come to the end of yourself.
Right.
That's right.
And find your freedom in Christ.
That's right, because when you hit rock bottom, you realize that God is the rock at the bottom. Daryl, your life story has been just fantastic to hear again. Every time I hear it, I'm inspired, I'm encouraged. Where can our audience go, though, to find more about you and all that you guys are doing through Strawberry Ministries?
They want to have you speak or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, they can go to our ministry page, findingyourway.com, and you can follow me, Daryl Strawberry 18, on Instagram, social media. I'm always putting the platform. I'm always pushing Jesus out there.
Come on. Yeah. We love your heart for the Lord. I follow you on social. You throw in a couple home runs every once in a while on your page. I see it. The sweet swing. I see it.
Come on, give it up.
I see it. Hey, Daryl, on behalf of all of us here at Life, Love, Faith, and Family, my dad, Dr. Tim, myself, thank you for joining us. Thank you for your heart for the Lord and all the great work that you're doing. Thank you for your time today.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me, guys. Appreciate you guys. Love you guys, man.
Love you too, Daryl. Thank you, man.
Thanks for listening to Life, Love, Faith, and Family, a production of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you enjoyed today's broadcast and want to help equip the church to provide Christian mental health care, visit aaccfoundation.org. Your donation ensures this program and your station stay on the air. On behalf of our co-hosts, Dr. Tim Clinton and his son, Zach, this is Jim Kress. We look forward to having you with us again next time. May God bless you.
If someone in your family has depression or anxiety, it's hard to know what to do. We went through that. I'm Sam. The center is a place of hope. Lives are being healed. God is changing families.
Coming to the center, it's just life-altering. My relationship with my husband, my relationship with my family.
Struggling to keep it all together, or no one knows, or you're hiding things, or you feel like you've hit some crisis.
It's amazing to think that there could be so much change.
Man, I'm so grateful for the center. It's so helpful for me, and I'm so hopeful.
The center, a place of hope. Call today. A lot of people are surprised that insurance can help cover this.
Dive in, give yourself all to it. Watch what happens.
Call the Center, a Place of Hope, right now.
Hey, this is Dr. Tim Clinton, president of the American Association of Christian Counselors. If you or someone you love is in a tough spot, stuck, maybe in need of serious help, someone to talk to, you need somebody, I want you to write down this number for the Center, a Place of Hope. The number is 888-726-8125. That number again, 888-726-8125. I think if you write that number down, you're going to be glad you did. I have referred a number of people, a great number of people, to this ministry for special mental health care. They're outstanding. I can give them highest praise. That number again, 888-726-8125. Speak to our colleagues, the admissions team at the center. A place of hope. Asking for help is hard. Finding help shouldn't be, especially Christ-centered help. Our friends at A Place for Hope, they're here to help. I hope you'll call today, and may God bless you.
Do people ever come to you asking for help, maybe hope? How about prayer? Do you ever wish you understood the issues better that people are wrestling with? Or how about how to use the Bible more effectively in caring for people? If so, I'd love to get a copy of our Caring Counsel Bible in your hands, featuring 116 topics written by some of the world's best mental health and ministry experts. I think you'll love it. Topics like discouragement, abuse, depression, divorce, anxiety, abortion, and more. So you can learn more about these issues and how to use the Bible more effectively, how to share passages of Scripture with others, maybe even yourself, as you're sitting down over a cup of coffee. You know what I love most about this Bible is that it's so easy to use. You can find right up front an index with subjects, key passages of Scripture, personality profiles, and so much more to go to. So you can use the Bible more effectively in caring for other people. The Caring Counsel Bible right now is retailing for $85. We're going to make it available to you for just $49.99 plus shipping. I think you're going to love it. Hey, for more information about how you can get this Bible right now, go to caringcounsel.com. That's caringcounsel.com.